Running gun battle means, again, when our deputies attempted to secure our suspect at this time, the gun was turned on them, they exchanged gunfire, he fled. He started running. When he started running, he was turning and firing. Of course, our folks at this point now are returning fire. So that's a running gun battle. You know, you're actually moving from one place to another and you're exchanging gunfire. It wasn't a static thing where we're aiming at each other standing in one place.
I still just cannot... The things that police endure and go through and, you know, stumble across, I still think it's amazing. This guy, they were just serving a warrant, and they happened to turn up when he's got a gun pointed at a family member, allegedly. I mean, it's just... And, of course, there's been a lot of conversation since this all happened on Friday about, you know, mental capacity and susceptibility to being tried for criminal responsibility or not. That was, of course, Sheriff Morgan on Friday. Joining us now, Chip Simmons, Chief Deputy for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I am doing well. Once again, I'm reminded of how much I appreciate the work that you and your deputies do. This is just the kind of stuff, I mean, you train for these kind of worst-case scenarios, and then you have to execute, right?
Absolutely. And once again, I feel compelled to tell the citizens of Escambia County how proud I am and how proud they should be of the work that's done every day. But certainly when you have an event that takes place like that on Friday, it kind of reminds people just how dangerous this job is and how difficult some of these calls are. You talked about training for the worst-case scenario. As you know, I've been in my past, I've been a SWAT member for, you know, well over a dozen years, and SWAT commander, and we always knew that an individual with a hunting rifle, a long-range rifle in a wooded area is probably, if not the worst-case scenario, certainly one of the worst-case scenarios, because you can't just track, you can't just follow them in the woods, you can't just set a perimeter. You have to go about it a little bit differently because you don't want to make yourself an additional target. And we did not know the condition of this man as he ran into the woods. So, yeah, we had a large wooded area that led to a water area. And as Sheriff Morgan and I mentioned that very afternoon, how dangerous we felt like this individual was. And, I credit goes to the deputies that were there and doing the job. It was hot. It started raining. We just had a lot of things going against us, but a job well done.
And just because I want to make sure people get the point you're making, which is so important, is that an armed with a rifle and potentially with a scope. I mean, I don't know if he had one or not, but in any case, a rifle round is very different from a pistol round or even a shotgun blast. And if your deputies are combing through the woods, heading towards somebody who is theoretically armed with a rifle and can aim, and they're encamped properly, they can hide and snipe, and they can kill you because your gear is not built for that defense. Your gear is just not built for that, and so it's dangerous. It's terrifying to imagine the possibilities.
Well, and if I can reiterate what we said on Friday. When we get there, we see this man with a long rifle aimed at a member of his family. Mm. When he sees us, he turns the weapon at us and fires. So, and then there's a bit of a running gun battle, and then he flees into the woods. And this is not just any wooded area. This is not a traffic stop where someone stopped and fled from a vehicle and ran into a wooded area. This is a wooded area behind his home, which means he is very familiar with this area. We had reason to believe that he may have, had areas in those wooded areas that he is comfortable with, even hiding, potentially to even do, some hunting. So he's familiar with the area. He has a rifle. It did have a scope. He did fire at our deputy. So he has that mental makeup.
Yeah.
And then, again, we had such a large area I wouldn't say it was a heavily residential area, but I will tell you that there's a couple of roads there that we were very concerned with, and we had to make sure not only we had enough law enforcement presence there to make sure we had set up a perimeter, but also that we make sure that the residents of that area knew what was going on, and those that were in harm's way, we asked to move, and that's just a part of it. As you mentioned, then we had to decide how were we going to retrieve this individual. We could not let him sit there. We could not let him stay in the woods. We could not. Our hope was it wouldn't get dark on us, and then that's why we asked for assistance and these other agencies that we discussed many times. But the police department, the Pensacola Police Department, FHP, Obviously, the road camp showed up, and we did this as a cooperative effort, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, and let's give a second to praise obviously all the deputies in the agencies, but we know that there was one deputy in particular that did outstandingly well, Deputy Shorty.
Well, I was I did want to give credit where credit was due. I want to say that our own canines were there at the scene. And our canines were utilized as well. But when you've been in law enforcement as long as I have, you understand that in the heat and the heavily forested area that we were dealing with, we needed more than one canine. So we asked and received the benefit of the canines from the Escambia County Corrections Road Prison, those are road camp, whatever you want to call it. They're excellent dogs. Now, I found out recently the difference between some of our dogs tracking and some of these bloodhounds or beagles or whatever type of dogs they have is basically that one tracks through scent a little above the ground and one actually, puts their nose to the ground, which is what Shorty did. And we posted a picture because everyone was wanting to know what, we talked a lot about Shorty and people wanted to know and put their eyes on Shorty. Clearly, and I'll tell you this, that picture was taken just as we brought the suspect out. I mean, the suspect was out, and then Shorty, carried by Lieutenant Sims, came out, and he was getting a ride. He deserved a ride out of the woods, and so his handler, Lieutenant Sims, picked him up, obviously, because as I said at the press conference, Shorty is not the tallest creature in the world, but he is very resilient. He does his job very well. But he works at his own pace. He's his own dog, and really did us a good job. We were able to actually give credit where credit's due. Show Shorty so that the citizens of Escambia County can appreciate not just the actions of the sheriff's office, not just the actions of the road camp and the Pensacola Police Department, but also put their eyes on the dog that actually tracked him and helped us recover him.
I didn't really get a chance to ask you, but have we had anything happen over the night or in the last couple of days people ought to know about?
Well, we talked about the dangers involving law enforcement and how much we appreciate them. Just last night, I was on the way home and I heard a call go out that someone was fleeing from a vehicle during a traffic stop. And I got the word. What it was we tried to stop a Ford Explorer. The driver and passenger get out, and they both flee from the vehicle, but both were later arrested. And then during the search of the vehicle, we found a Ruger 9mm and a P95 40 caliber handgun nearby, as well as a Kel-Tec Sub 2000, whatever that is, found under a passenger seat, but also had three extended clips or magazines.
Hmm.
I think that, again, that's three more weapons that we took off the street. In addition to, if you recall, we recovered 12 guns just a couple of days ago. So
yeah.
The men and women of the sheriff's office are out there conducting traffic stops, trying to get the guns off the streets, because we understand that when these guns are on the streets, they're traded, they're used in drive-bys, and potentially used in robberies.
And again, the key thing that you guys are always telling people is keep track of your gun, lock your doors, don't leave a gun in your car. I mean, basic things that people don't do, and because of that, these, sort of teen mini gangs run around, open up car doors, get guns, and then they wind up in the hands of people like this, and in this case, luckily nobody hurt, but obviously they're not walking around, they're not driving around with those guns because they want to do good things, right?
I can't imagine that they were. Again, I don't know what they were doing before, but they felt the need to run from the traffic stop. So again, credit goes to the deputy that conducted the stop that we were there setting up the perimeter, and then we were able to locate them and then take these guns off of the streets, try to figure out where they got the guns from, to trace them back, and potentially we'd get them back to their rightful owner.
And we kind of had a dog-centric show today, and that's fine by me. But you had one more dog story that's worth telling, is you guys have actually a new canine, and you had put out a poll on Facebook to name it?
That's correct. Before the events of Friday, before the heroics of Shorty, we had added a member to our own team, and this is a tracking dog, and we were trying to name that dog. The photographs of the dog is on our website and in our Facebook page, and we were hoping that people could help us and vote on the name. We were supposed to put the name out yesterday, but you know, because of Florida and Florida laws, the vote was so close, we had a mandatory recount, and we're going to put that information out. The actual winner of that name contest that will be put out today.
Oh, I thought because it had Izzy, Stella, and Sadie were the name options, and I thought Sadie was the one that won at 44%. But you're saying there was a recount, and David Stafford got involved, and we got to make it official.
Yeah, we got to make it official again. Those were preliminary numbers. And,
I see.
You know, we didn't want to. It was too close to call at one point, so we wanted just a mandatory. It triggered a mandatory recount.
And we definitely should have had the canvassing board involved in all this. Well, we'll look forward to the name of the new K-9.
We should.
Chip Simmons, he is the chief deputy for the sheriff's office in Escambia County. Chief, always thank you for the time. Thank you for what you do to keep us safe. We appreciate your work.
You bet. Take care.